Welcome to Stoma for Life, the Bowel Cancer Awareness and Life as an Ostomate radio show and podcast. Your host, Rafaela, is here to debunk myths, clear up misconceptions, and help you approach the subject that so many people are afraid to talk about in a positive manner. Listen in for a new perspective. Stoma for Life on UK Health Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Stoma for Life. Before we start today's discussion, I want to take a moment to express my gratitude to each and every one of you for tuning in and for all the incredible feedback I've received. Please consider giving me a like and follow on my social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, using the handle Stoma for Life. That's S-T-O-M-A, digit 4, L-I-F-E. By staying connected, you'll be the first to receive updates on guest announcements, the latest developments, and essential information not only related to bowel cancer and life with an ostomy, but also topics like today's exploration of the gut. Today, we're talking irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. This condition affects millions worldwide and can significantly disrupt daily life. But what exactly is IBS? How many people are actually affected? These are just some of the questions I'll be asking today's guest. Living with IBS poses a significant hurdle, yet there are effective strategies to manage its impact. Treatment approaches encompass dietary adjustments, stress management techniques, medication, and lifestyle modifications. Today, it's my privilege to welcome Dr. Jenny Bailey to my show. Dr. Bailey is not only a distinguished expert in gut health and mucosal immunology, but also a former researcher at the University of Bristol. Her groundbreaking research has brought a deeper understanding of the underlying mechanism of IBS and has opened up promising avenues for treatment. Beyond her impressive academic career, Dr. Bailey's journey also includes her role as co-founder and executive officer of Ferrex. Ferrex is dedicated to developing next-generation probiotics aimed at enhancing gut health. Join me now as we discover the latest advancements in IBS research and management with Dr. Bailey. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jenny Bailey.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Now, the first thing that comes to mind when I see IBS, you also get IBD. There is a difference between the two. Perhaps you could start off by explaining to the listeners what the differences are.
Absolutely. So they're two different conditions with some overlapping symptoms. So IBS is irritable bowel syndrome and IBD is inflammatory bowel disease. So that's an umbrella term for a number of different conditions, things like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Now, these are quite severe gut conditions characterized by inflammation within the gut. They will need to be medically managed, but yeah, they do have a significant impact on people's quality of life. IBS is thought of as being a less severe form of gut condition, but I'm also here to sort of bust the myths on that as well and say that actually IBS, whilst not sort of to the same extreme as IBD, is still a very challenging condition to live with. I think often if people go to their GP, if they're having symptoms such as diarrhea and abdominal pain and bloating, they'll go to see their GP. The GP may run some tests to rule out IBD or celiac disease. And then they're told, it's just IBS. Okay, so what do I do about just IBS? And people are often told, okay, you can manage it through lifestyle changes, manage your stress, monitor your diet. And that's valuable advice. But I think for many of us, that can be quite challenging. So I'd like to say that there's no such thing as just IBS. Mm-hmm. IBS is just as much of a challenge as IBD, just with different management techniques.
Mm-hmm. And how many people are estimated to suffer from it, for instance, here in the UK?
It's a big problem. So IBS is thought to affect about 1 in 5 people in the UK. So that's 1 in 5 people who have to consider things that others wouldn't even think of. So, for example, someone with IBS is going out for dinner with their friends. Then they may want to carefully scrutinize the menu before they go out to make sure there's something on there that they can eat that isn't going to trigger a flare of their IBS. There's all sorts of things to take into consideration. And as part of our research, we've surveyed our customers before they start to take any of our probiotics. And we found that 66% of people aren't able to do the things that they want or need to do because of their symptoms.
Each number is 66%.
Yeah, two-thirds of people will cancel social occasions, will miss days at work because of their symptoms. So we have one in five people diagnosed, but actually, these sort of symptoms are thought to affect about a third of the population. I mean, how often do you hear people talking about eating meal and then bloating afterwards and having to be careful about what they wear? It's an IBS symptom. We accept these things, we tolerate them, we put up with them, we suffer in silence. But actually, they may well be symptoms of IBS and maybe something that there is a solution to. You don't have to just put up with them.
Yeah, a lot of people then, I suppose, don't pursue it and think, oh, well, that's just a normal condition because you hear a lot of people talking about it and you just presume that's just the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're coming up to the summer now. Well, I know that I'm going to be bombarded with emails about bloat-friendly dresses for wearing on holiday. And it's something that as a society we just accept as the norm, but it could be a symptom of IBS and something that we can do something about.
Now, you were talking about symptoms and you've touched on a couple of symptoms. What are the most common ones for being or having a stressed out gut?
Yeah, so a stressed out gut is a big problem, and it causes symptoms like diarrhea, like bloating, pain, cramping, flatulence. And I think this stressed out gut is sort of, it's really highlights the huge link between our brain and our emotional feelings and our gut. I think most people will probably be able to resonate with feeling butterflies in their tummy. So if you've been through, you're standing up to give a presentation, you're going to a job interview, you're going on a first date, you get that feeling in your stomach, that gut feeling. There's an awful lot of truth in that and the link between our brain and our gut. And it's not always a positive experience. When we are stressed, it can generate these symptoms or further exacerbate them if somebody's already suffering from IBS. And we're living through a stress pandemic at the moment. One in five people say they feel stressed on a daily basis. 60% of people say they feel stressed on a weekly basis. That's more than double where we were 6 years ago. Stress is at an all-time high, and the most common causes of stress are things like financial worries, work worries, family, life events, world events, and all that can have a significant impact on our gut health.
I remember when I was, I mean, this is many years ago, but when I was doing my A levels, I ended up having an ulcer because I was so stressed out through worrying about my grades.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so common. I think, right from childhood, as we do exams going through school, I think so many of us have felt that, felt sick before an exam. And it's so common. And it just highlights that link between how we feel with our emotions and our gut health.
So, I mean, there's a link then also between mental health and your gut.
Very much so. Yes, absolutely. Our emotions all play into our gut health.
Now, you were talking about probiotics. Now, I've heard of probiotics, and I'm sure a lot of listeners have as well. But for those that perhaps have not come across probiotics yet, perhaps you can elaborate on that.
Okay, so probiotics are live-friendly bacteria. So the official definition is that there are live-friendly bacteria which, when administered in adequate amounts, have a beneficial impact. So we often think of things like lactobacilli and bifidobacteria, our yogurt drinks, things like that that contain our healthy live bacteria. So there's a difference between probiotics and prebiotics. So probiotics are the live bacteria themselves, and prebiotics are essentially food for probiotics. So you can take them on your own to help boost the probiotics that are already within your gut, or you can take them in conjunction with a probiotic to help it get established.
I didn't know that. I mean, you actually only hear what's being advertised on the market.
Yes.
And
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
yeah. So we're going to take a short commercial break. And once we're back, I would like to know more about probiotics and about your product, Ferracom.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Stoma for Life. I'm delighted to be chatting to Dr. Jenny Bailey. We have been talking about all things gut health and the difference between IBS and IBD, as well as the difference between probiotics and prebiotics. Now, Dr. Jenny, please tell us more about your probiotic Ferracom and the new strain of bacteria you've discovered.
Thank you very much. So, we talked earlier about a stressed gut. And a stressed gut, I guess rather unsurprisingly, a really hostile environment. It's not a pleasant place to be. And we think, our gut is teeming with trillions of different bacteria. It's that wonderful community of bacteria within our gut which contribute to so much of our bodily functions. Now, in a stressed gut, that can be a difficult place for conventional probiotics to live. So things like Lactobacillus and Bifidobacteria, the conventional probiotics, they're quite unusual bacteria and sort of the nutrient sources that they can use. And in a stressed gut, they are not able to survive. So while the vast majority of bacteria present in our gut can survive quite well in that environment, the traditional good bacteria can't. So, at the time when you need them the most, they are failing, which is hugely disappointing. So I've spent a lot of my career working at the University of Bristol and looking at inflammatory pathways within the gut. And one day I was chatting to one of my colleagues who is a microbiologist. His area of expertise is looking at bacteria within the gut. And we got to chatting about why could this be? Why don't these probiotics work at the time when people need them the most? So we thought actually there's something that we can do about this. Perhaps we can find something that can function during these stressful times and help to alleviate symptoms. And thankfully, after sort of 10 years research, that's what we did. We have found a strain of Streptococcus thermophilus. So Strep thermophilus is something that's usually used in the food industry. It's often a yogurt starter culture. But our strain is a little bit different in that it can survive and thrive in that stressed gut environment, and it can help to soothe the gut as well. So it can help to reduce some of that inflammation that's going on there to alleviate the symptoms. So, what we've done is we've taken this rather unique bacteria and we've added it into our capsule. So, we've now made a product called Ferracom. And this is to help people to support their gut health, particularly when they are stressed. We've got trials of this product ongoing, but from the data that we've collected so far from over 100 respondents, we see that 81% of people notice an improvement to their gut symptoms after taking this 8-week course of Ferracom. When we look into those symptoms in a bit more detail, we're looking at things like bloating, abdominal pain, cramping, flatulence, loose stool, and constipation. We are seeing improvements to all those parameters over the course of this treatment period. So it's fantastically exciting for us because something that we developed sort of as a hypothesis as university researchers years ago is now coming to fruition and it is genuinely helping people to manage their IBS symptoms and feel better.
That's incredible, incredible news. And I am sure, I mean, you've said you've actually discovered this new strand of bacteria, and it's available in Ferrocarm.
Correct.
And the study, has it been concluded already that you've actually done?
So we've got over 100 respondents so far. We still want to get
Okay.
more. So if you go onto our website, ferrocarm.com, you can take part in our 8-week trial that way and get involved and help us with our research.
Excellent. I mean, that's really, I mean, something that I even myself would like to participate in, because myself as a bowel cancer survivor, okay, but I still have gut issues. Like you said, 66% of most people have gut issues. And a probiotic is part of my daily supplementation. I always take probiotics, but I think, like you've explained already, they are probiotics and they are probiotics. There's a difference. And if you
Yes.
have a stressed gut, obviously those that you've developed now will help you in.
Exactly. So it's all a case of getting the thing into the gut alive where it can survive and thrive and have its beneficial effect. Because if it can't survive, then it can't do anything to help you.
So, where would people be able to get hold of it?
Of course. So it's available on our website, which is ferrocarm.com. That's ferrocarm.com. So you'll find a wealth of information on there, as well as being able to purchase the product. We've got a series of blog articles on there, all about gut health and top tips for managing your IBS symptoms. We've also got a gut health quiz, which will help you identify the health of your gut and the impact of stress upon that. We're also really active on social media. So if you're on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, then search for Ferrocarm and you can find us there where we share all sorts of gut health information and tips.
Perhaps you can give us some of the top tips on actually not just obviously the probiotic, but other things that actually could help you with the stress gut.
Of course, so dietary and lifestyle techniques can be really helpful. And they can be really simple. We don't have to go to extremes on this. If we think about diet first and foremost, the key thing is to understand your own condition because no two people's IBS are the same. What triggers one person may not trigger another. So really get to know your gut. Get to know what happens when you eat different food. Perhaps keep a food diary and monitor that alongside any symptoms so you can identify any patterns. So, for example, you may find that onions are a trigger. That's quite a common one. And it's just really helpful to be able to identify those triggers so that you can avoid them in the future. When it comes to things like diet, again, one of the biggest things is to make sure you eat regular meals. Eat at meal times that work for you, but try not to sort of delay them or skip meals. Eat at regular times of the day. And when you are eating, enjoy your meal. Savor every mouthful. Don't rush your food. Eat it slowly and really enjoy it. When we're thinking about meal preparation, it can be wise to try and avoid sort of too much processed food. Think nice, healthy, home-cooked meals with fresh ingredients, and you can't go too far wrong. Fiber is also really important, but not all fiber is the same. So we have soluble fiber that's present in things like oats, pulses, carrots, peeled potatoes, and linseed. And that is really, really good, particularly if you suffer from constipation. Those things can be really beneficial, and those soluble fibers can help to alleviate stomach cramps as well. On the other side of things, insoluble fiber, such as that found in bran and wheat, can exacerbate symptoms. So it might be best to try and avoid those. Controversially, it might be best to limit your fruit intake. So the advice is to have no more than 3 pieces of fruit a day. So if you enjoy fruit, then perhaps consider swapping out some of that fruit for some veggie sticks instead. If you get some carrot sticks, you get some soluble fiber as well, then that can be really beneficial. But yeah, it's all about sort of trying to avoid the triggers and things like spicy, processed, fatty foods, and stick with the good, healthy, homemade stuff.
Absolute valuable advice, and something I will definitely take to heart. And also, we're talking about it, other people will listen and also share it with their their crowd, their family, because I will
Yes.
definitely take this on board as well. Before we conclude the show, we're going to have a quick commercial break and we'll be back shortly.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Stoma for Life. I'm joined by Dr. Jenny Bailey. She has just shared with us the incredible new strain of bacteria that they have discovered and that could now be administered in the form of a brand new probiotic product called Ferrocom that has just hit the market.
It has, yeah. Yeah, it's a new product on the market.
And now, besides the website, is it also available in store?
Not yet, but hopefully by the end of the year, you'll be able to find it in sort of high street pharmacy and health food stores. That's our next goal.
Okay, all right. Now, if somebody perhaps listening now, well, they actually think I might have these symptoms, what is their first line of action? What would they do?
I always advise you to seek medical advice before doing anything else. Get checked over by your GP, because of course we want to rule out anything else as part of this. I spoke right at the start about how IBS is often diagnosed by exclusion. We rule out the celiac disease, the IBD, the other types of gut conditions that maybe will be a bit more concerning. And then we'll find out it's IBS. So get it checked out to make sure that it is definitely IBS and not something else that you'd need to manage in a different way. Once you've got that diagnosis, look carefully at where you get your information from. So NHS website's absolutely fantastic for IBS, but also there's the IBS Network, which is the UK's charity that supports people with IBS. They've got some fantastic information on their website. They also run local support groups as well to help you meet other people who are in the same position as you are. And of course, then on our Ferrocom website, we always talk about gut health with a focus on IBS. So you can find out information there and on our social media channels as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely invaluable advice. And for somebody that's never really had issues with IBS, I think it's important to know, like you said, the symptoms, because I suppose it can also develop later on in life. It doesn't necessarily have to be a condition that you start off with and keep for the rest of your life. As far as I understand, you can also, if you manage your symptoms, you can actually live symptom-free.
Yes, you can. IBS can be managed really successfully. So most people will go through periods where they feel really quite well, and then they may have a relapse. Now, that relapse may last for days, it may last for weeks, it may last for months. And a lot of it depends on what the trigger of that relapse is. I talked earlier about looking at understanding your own condition and what it is that triggers that. So do you have a big life event coming up? Are you moving house, for example? We know that that's a tremendously stressful time. Do you know that's something that's going to trigger your IBS? If so, you might want to put steps in place beforehand to help you with that. Exercise is really important to help managing IBS. Now, I'm not saying that you have to start going out and running marathons, but perhaps take up yoga. Doing some nice, gentle yoga stretches can be really beneficial to both your gut health and your mood. And because the two are so interlinked, it's a double whammy. It can be a really successful way of helping you manage the condition.
Yeah. My husband is a cancer survivor as well. And when he was going through his treatment, he was given probiotics to keep his platelet count high.
Yes.
So maybe you can elaborate on that.
Yeah, I mean, the probiotics can be used for so many different things. They're absolutely fascinating. And again, I think this is one thing to understand, that probiotics do not just do one thing. There are a vast number of different probiotics out there, and they all do different things. So, for example, yeah, ours is primarily focused people who have a stressed gut and the symptoms are associated with that. But there are other probiotics in the market for other things now. And again, as we learn more about the impact of gut health, you know, on the gut microbiome, not just on gut health, but on the health of the body as a whole, Probiotics have so many different applications. It's absolutely fantastic. We're looking at probiotics now to help treat Parkinson's disease or slow the onset of Parkinson's disease. It's phenomenal the number of different applications that we can have for it. So, yeah, watch this space because it's just growing every day.
Yeah, it seems like it. It's, I mean, that really sounds exciting because, as we already concluded, your brain and your gut, it is connected and it is so vitally important. And wonderful to hear that there are so many available avenues still to be explored. And I can't wait to hear from further positive projects that you will be participating in. And I wish you all the success with Ferrocarm. And I'd advise all our listeners to check out your website and yes, be part also of your health process, because I think that's the most important thing. Be active and be part of it.
Absolutely. If we can empower people to take control of their own condition and manage it in different ways, then isn't that fantastic? Rather than just giving up and admitting defeat and missing out on things that you would otherwise enjoy,
Yeah.
let's learn a bit more about it, empower yourself, tackle it head on.
Wonderful. That's a very nice conclusion and a nice way to actually finish off the show. Thank you so much, Dr. Jenny Bailey. I wish you all the success going forward with Ferrocarm. And yes, I'd be delighted to hear more about it further along the line.
Thank you very much. It's been great to be here.
Thank you so much. Bye for now.